Leviticus. Chapter 3. And if his offering be a sacrifice of a peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and Aaron's sons the priests shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is upon the entrails, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the fat above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire, of a sweet aroma unto the Lord. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord be of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offers a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it before the tabernacle of meeting, and Aaron's sons shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon the altar. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat, and the whole fat tail, it shall he take off close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is upon the entrails, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the fat above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, it is the food of the offering made by fire unto the Lord. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of it, and kill it before the tabernacle of meeting, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And he shall offer his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is upon the entrails, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the fat above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar, it is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet aroma, all the fat is the Lord's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that you eat neither fat nor blood,